KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 827. It is 30 degrees, plenty of sunshine out there on a Wednesday morning.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 this morning brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, a 920 commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's probably a little bit of a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler, right here in Emporia, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Pete and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Pete Euler, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOE News Time is 8:29. It's Newsmaker 2 time today. Brooke Madrano, the fearless leader of the Emporia High Boys Wrestling Program, joining us right now.
Yeah, just finishing up practice, I think. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Hey, Coach.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing good. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
You guys, too.
Before we start talking about food, let's talk about the team here, Coach. How are things looking here with practices ongoing?
Well, hold on. Let me look in here and see how hard they're working first.
Always a coach.
No, things are going good. Things are going really good. They're working really hard. I think we're at, like, last count, we're at 83 boys, so that's pretty awesome.
Wow, that's a big number. How's it compare like with last year, Coach?
I mean, I lost quite a bit of really talented seniors, you know, last year. Yeah. But I'm bringing in, I think, 7 returning starters. So, I mean, we might be young, but I think we got even the new freshman coming in got some experience, too. So I think by the end of the year, we should be pretty tough.
Well, that's good. So when does the season officially start as far as competition goes?
December 2nd, we go to Junction City dual tournament.
All right. Outstanding. And we know you'll have them ready to go to get started. December 2 will be here before we know it as we're finishing off November here. But we want to talk about a big fundraiser for the wrestling squad. And this is a big annual event here in Emporia, and that's the Emporia High Wrestling Annual Taco Supper that happens at the First United Methodist Church. And it's coming up next Tuesday, November the 28th. So things about ready to go, Coach?
Yes, things are good. We pin tacos on Sunday, so we're trying to just get a head count of how many people are coming. Things are a little bit different this year. We're not doing the paper tickets. It's all online and like a QR code, so if people haven't got those yet, they can just go to Emporia High Boys Wrestling Facebook page. So it's 2023-2024 page. It should pop right up when you put Emporia High Boys Wrestling. But it's on our page right there. You can just click on it and buy your tickets right there.
Boy, that's pretty easy. What do you get here for the taco meal coming up on Tuesday?
Oh, you would do that. no, I think you get.
I want to know
tacos. I think what is it always? It's 2 tacos, rice, the dessert. I think that's it, isn't it?
Well, tacos, that's good enough.
Rice. Yeah, but it's quite a bit of food. I mean, we pile it up, that's for sure.
Yeah, and what's the cost this year?
$12.
$12, okay.
That's not bad. That is not bad.
And, again, this is always just prior to the Emporia Christmas Parade in downtown Emporia. So this will be happening at the First United Methodist Church at 823 Merchant Street. So when will you start serving on a Tuesday of next week?
Oh, shoot.
I think it says 4:30. 4:30, I think.
Yes, I think 4:35, because we have to be there. I just know what time I have to be there. No, I'm pretty sure we start serving right around 4:30, 4:35.
Yeah, I'm looking at your Facebook page right now, and it says 4:30, so I asked you something already to do here,
you.
Coach.
You put me on the spot.
Well, I didn't want to do that. That's
right. I guess I should have been a little bit more prepared.
Yeah. Well,
you're good.
Well, this is I mentioned a big fundraiser, so isn't it? This is a big big night for you guys.
Oh yeah, this is probably our leading fundraiser for us every year. It's awesome that we get to be out in the community, see people, let them see our team and just kind of give them back a little bit. Yeah, I know it's a donation to us, but at the same time, we just get to greet people and just enjoy the holidays. So, yeah, we love to do it. Hopefully it's not freezing cold like it is sometimes, but it should be all right. But yes, we really enjoy doing it. And, I mean, I think it's been going over, what, almost 50 years now, somewhere around there?
Yeah.
It's been going for a long time. So, yeah, it's a good time.
You sold tacos as a wrestler, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah,
yes,
see?
I did.
What is it like for you?
I eat the tacos, but yes, I did.
That was only a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it was only a couple. You're right. What, maybe 5, 6, somewhere around there. Yeah, you're right.
There you go. Brooke, looking at, you know, that experience, like Ron mentioned, I mean, as a wrestling team member, now as a coach, really, what does it mean for you to you know, be part of it from both angles, both aspects? And, you know, why is that community support at this particular event so important here for the team going through the whole season?
Well, I just think Emporia High Wrestling is just, it's a dynasty. You know, it means a lot to me. It means a lot to the community. It means a lot to these wrestlers. And, you know, we're just slowly trying to get back to where we, you know, you can't do it overnight, but we're just trying to build a program back to, you know, what it used to be. But I think we're on the right page. Kids work hard and, you know, it's fun, man. I love coaching. I love these kids. And, it's just a blast, to be honest with you. So, yeah, I just hoping, you know, we're turning the corner. The main thing is just teaching these young men to become men and just using the sport of wrestling, you know, as a, you know, a tool to help guide them. So, but, yeah, we're excited for this taco supper.
So where do the proceeds go, Coach?
It goes to basically feeding these young men, feeding them, travel, hotels when we travel, new gear, just, I mean, with 80, you know, 83 kids, dude, it takes a lot of money. It takes a village. So, yeah, we just use it for everything. You know, sometimes I don't even know if I'm going to have enough wrestling gear to hand out this year. So I might have to purchase some new hoodies and singlets and stuff. So, but, yeah, we'll see. We hand those out on Saturday. So this coming Saturday, we have our varsity challenge matches. And the girls, too, start at 3 p.m. We're going to spotlight it. So it's open to the public to come to that too.
Oh, good! Glad you brought that up. Before we let you go, you mentioned community service, and I think your group was here recently in the Gion's parking lot unloading Christmas trees, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Every year we enjoy it. Yeah, it's a good time. But yeah, we just something we like to give back to the community, and that's one way that we can help the Foothills Optimist Club.
I have to ask, Coach, were the kids actually starting to maybe use some wrestling moves on the trees as they got them in? Or at least maybe doing some training stuff? It's like, hey, we could, you know, cross-train or something.
I guess I could say it's training, them putting it on their shoulder. I was just hoping nobody poked an eye out or something. You know, they're not real safe with them. It's a good time, and I know it helps them out from doing, you know, all that manual labor work carrying the trees out. So
yeah, it's a big help to the Optimist Club. By the way, their tree sale starts tomorrow in the Gion Showcase parking lot out there. Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. And again, if people want tickets to the supper, how can they get those?
You can just go to Emporia High Boys Wrestling Facebook page, or if you know a wrestler, they have forms, and we got a little QR code that we can do that. And I'm trying to think what else. I mean, I don't know if I could send it to a KBOE page or something like that, but they're all over the place. I'll resend it on my Facebook page, okay. So we can just do that. I'll put it out there so everybody can get a hold of it.
All right, Coach Medrano, hey, thanks. We appreciate your time. Good luck this year.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
Talk to you later. Yeah, Brooke Medrano, head wrestling coach, Emporia High School Spartans. There's no doubting his passion.
No.
For what he does.
Not at all.
Oof, yeah.
And, boy, after a good season by the Spartan wrestlers last year, some youth and, you know, the way it sounds, could be getting some of the things all kind of cobbled together and come on strong at the second half of the season.
All right. Serving starts at 4:30 at the First United Methodist Church for the Wrestling Taco Supper next week here.
Next week.
Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. Sunshine, 31 degrees. It is 8:38.
Give your windows and doors the recognition they deserve by replacing those old windows in your home with Heartland brand 100% American-made replacement windows from the Window Company. They're Energy Star approved. Let Howard McGaffin give you a free in-home estimate today.
The Window Company.
Call a friend.
343-9110.
Have you ever seen the broken pottery art known as kintsugi? Maybe you've seen it, but you didn't know what it was called until now. This form of